Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 14 through 30. Then, in the midst of the assembly, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, the Levite of the sons of Asaph, and he said, "Listen, all Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not fear or be dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, go down against them. Behold, they will come up by the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the valley in front of the wilderness of Jeruel. You need not fight in this battle. Station yourselves. Stand and see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out to face them, for the Lord is with you." Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell down before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. The Levites, from the sons of the Kohathites and of the sons of the Korahites, stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a very loud voice. They rose early in the morning and went out to the wilderness of Tekoa. And when they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Listen to me, O Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Put your trust in the Lord your God, and you will be established. Put your trust in his prophets and succeed." When he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who sang to the Lord and those who praised him in holy attire as they went out before the army and said, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his loving kindness is everlasting." When they began singing and praising, the Lord set ambushes against the sons of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, so they were routed. For the sons of Ammon and Moab rose up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, destroying them completely. And when they had finished with the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. When Judah came to the lookout of the wilderness, they looked toward the multitude, and behold, they were corpses, lying on the ground, and no one had escaped. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take their spoil, they found much among them, including goods, garments, and valuable things, which they took for themselves, more than they could carry. And they were 3 days taking the spoil, because there was so much. Then, on the fourth day, they assembled in the valley of Baraka, for there they blessed the Lord. Therefore, they have named that place the Valley of Baraka until today. Every man of Judah and Jerusalem returned with Jehoshaphat at their head, returning to Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. They came to Jerusalem with harps, lyres, and trumpets to the house of the Lord. And the dread of God was on all the kingdoms of the lands when they heard that the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel. So the kingdom of Jehoshaphat was at peace, for his God gave him rest on all sides.
When trouble loomed, Jehoshaphat turned his attention to God and proclaimed a fast throughout Judah. People came from all around to support their king in prayer. The body of Christ depends upon cooperation. One of the wisest things we can do in the midst of difficulty is to engage the assistance of those who are faithful in praying. Jehoshaphat understood this. Though he was a king, he recognized his limitations and sought divine intervention through prayer. When the people of Judah prayed, God provided a solution through a trusted prophet. Jehoshaphat was humble enough to listen and wise enough to follow the Lord's directives. As a result, the people were saved. The advancing armies turned against each other and destroyed themselves completely, while Judah's forces suffered not even one casualty. Because their humble king listened, they were able to witness the supernatural victory. We have to attune our ears to God's voice in order to hear him. Sometimes he may speak through people we wouldn't ordinarily choose to follow. He may even say things we're not expecting to hear. But the Lord will provide us with solutions to our problems if we are willing to bring them to Him.